This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so look. All right, it's an election day. We've been through this before. The funny thing is we were supposed to get an extra hour of sleep, right? With this whole fall back daylight savings time, we were supposed to be more rested. And I got to tell you, with the election and everything going on, I don't think any of us slept better. So all these health benefits people tout that you get with the fall back of the clocks doesn't really seem to happen during an election cycle. But one thing we need to talk about is election depression. And a lot of us may have it, or election anxiety. So for over a year, we have been bombarded. I mean, just assaulted with these ads and these interviews and political commentary and the primaries and the speeches and the polls and the mudslingings, and these ads have really made my episiotomy scar burn. And we're sick of it. We're exhausted. It's exhausting. And then it comes to a climax on election day. And here we are, right, facing what everybody claims is one of the biggest midterms of our lives. I think all the midterms, I don't know, I haven't really watched news coverage, you know, back in all these, you know, 2012 and 2002. I haven't gone back and looked at all that coverage, but I'm sure everybody else claimed that this was the most important midterm of their lifetime as well. And then it comes to a climax. And half the country is going to be ticked. Now, me as a doctor, and as a radio doctor, I find that disturbing. It doesn't matter which side won. It disturbs me that half the country is depressed, is forlorn. I remember looking at the Hillary Clinton footage when she failed to make her, concession speech and her fans were out there at 2 a.m. They were in the cold and they were crying. And, mind you, I love you being passionate about America. I think your being passionate about one side versus another is as American as it can get. I mean, that's why I love football. Now, by the way, Cowboys, I know. I kind of built you all up with the Amari Cooper coming, and Cowboys had some issues. A lot of fumbles that game, some bad calls. But don't worry, the Cowboys will get back. Give them some time. Give them a couple more seasons, all right? But thank you guys for the, pity support for my Cowboys. I think, though, they got it. Just, congrats to the Titans on that one. But we should be passionate about our country. The problem is, with more passion, the more times you kind of hit those octaves and not just circle the equator, but hit those octaves, the more you can get the highs and the lows. So election depression is a thing. It's this despondency you get after an election. So you feel sad, you feel guilt, you feel remorse, you feel agitated, you feel irritable, and there's a lot of reasons why. First, humans don't like to lose. So if you lost, if your candidate lost, okay, we're competitive in nature, and we want to be on the winning side. And then when you do lose, it gets bombarded. I mean, we are the next few weeks going to hear about our loss. So, as a loser, that never, you know, brings forth some good feelings. And the loser gets nothing after their loss, but a future that they did not choose. So that brings us to number two, lack of control. Humans like to make their own destiny. If they work hard, they do the right thing, they think they can mold their future. But when they lose an election that they hope would change your future, it's perceived as a loss of the future they were supposed to have. Now, most of us did fine. After all the other elections, we're still here. We're going to be okay. But it's another reason why people get depressed. It's an embarrassment. Some of us really went out on a limb supporting certain candidates. We were vocal. We got bullied from opponents. And now we have to face these same individuals with the public humiliation of a loss. Not good. Then there was a lot of pain, but no gain. This physical and psychological buildup of work that went into the election brings very little gain during an election loss. So you feel like you waste a lot of time, you waste a lot of energy and money. Nobody likes to lose on a sports bet, but they really don't like to lose on a candidate bet. I mean, you put money into a candidate and that candidate loses, that sucks. And then the end is abrupt. I mean, it is done. There's no do-overs. The election result comes like a ton of bricks. And so many people aren't psychologically ready for that boom, that wall. And then regret. You fought with family. You defriended social media contacts. Some of you might have even, you know, made people ticked off at work and now put your job into jeopardy. So what you need to do is you need to be a little bit more prepared, okay? Just know that you will never always be right 100%. Yeah, there's some people that claim they voted for the right president or the right congressman or the right senator every single election. Well, good for them. But the one thing that I think the rest of us can candidate on is we will always have a loss. And sometimes the loss will help us win later. So if your side didn't win, that may help with the 2020 election. If your side won, then you're going to be happy. So one thing you could do is you could do a role playing, you know, like, all right, so let's say so-and-so won. All right. You know, what exactly is our reality going to be? Well, is it really going to be that bad? Scott, don't be drinking. Don't be drinking because that's just going to get you depressed. Make sure you take a break from the news. Make up with the friends you lost. It was a stupid election. Plan a vacation. And just, you know, hang out with friends. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we definitely got some medical headlines, but I don't think a lot of people are really interested in that. I'm getting questions on... was there voter fraud and election fraud? I don't know. I am no voter fraud specialist. But what I can tell you is Facebook did have to delete about 115, quote, suspicious accounts that they thought were trying to interfere with the midterms. Apparently they had to do this the other day. Some of the pages were in Russian, but the majority were written in English. So, Facebook said they had to block 115 accounts, which isn't really a lot considering, you know, 115 accounts are probably made per minute on Facebook. But they suspected coordinated inauthentic behavior attempting to interfere in our elections. The social media company shut down 30 Facebook accounts, some of them Russian, and 85 Instagram accounts. And the probe is going to look into whether the accounts are being run by foreign entities attempting to interfere with the election. So they were tipped off Sunday night by U.S. law enforcement officials who said recently discovered online activity may be linked to foreign entities, according to cybersecurity policy Nathaniel Gleicher. And it comes after American security services revealed efforts by Russia to spread misinformation. So, I, you know, many of you guys went to your voting booths and polls. For me, it was a very, very easy process. I went, well, first I stood in line. I was by myself. I wasn't with my husband or my family. My kids like coming with us when we vote. You know, and now that my son's 18, we have another voter in the family. Yay! I know, man, with the boy, I'm with the boy going, I wish I was there with him. I want to be there with him when he voted. Oh, I'm so mad at my husband. Yeah, my husband snuck him to early vote, and I could have voted with him and see my baby vote for the first time. Oh, my gosh. But, you can't talk. You know you can't talk in these voting booths. You know, I walk in and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, my God, day, look at the baby, day. And now. And so, when I got there, there was a line. And the funny thing is usually there's not a line when I go. Usually walk right in, but there was a line. And the line was quiet. It was just eerily quiet. And everybody was looking at each other, like trying to size up. Do you look like a Democrat? Do you look like a Republican? And the funny thing is you could see people wanted to talk. And I felt a little bit of a bond going on, you know, because I was like, oh, man, looking over online. See, I am a notorious line talker. If I'm in line at Walmart, I talk. If I'm in line at a concert, if I'm in line in the bathroom, I talk. I mean, I was in line at the exit counter at the gynecologist, and all the women are just sitting there quiet, and there's an awkward silence. So I go, do you guys want to see the selfie I took? Yeah, okay, and then I was dressed, but I was like, I took a pap smear selfie. See, and I was dressed. You just saw me the gown. And I just like to talk to people. But there were these signs saying that you weren't really allowed to, they didn't say no talking, but there were all these signs, disencouraging or de-incentivizing you to talk politics. So there wasn't really a lot we could say. And you saw people tense. When people were in line, they were like, okay, I gotta hurry and get my vote in. Like they think something was gonna go wrong. So I go there, right, and it moved really quickly. I gotta admit, whoever is managing these voting booths, I mean, very well done. Kudos. And there was a lot of women, older women, volunteers there, some in wheelchairs and all that. And I was like, God bless you guys for doing this, it's wonderful. And then I started taking out my ID, my driver's license. Like, no, we don't need that. What's your name? So I gave them my name, and they go, do you live at so-and-so? I go, yeah, okay. I'm like, really? And then I had to sign something. And then they said they were verifying my signature, but I didn't sign. I signed, you know, like the doctor does. And so I could have very easily said my name was Jane Doe. Oh, do you live at First Main Street? Yep, I do. And go and vote. Now, there were signs saying don't double vote. You know, bad boy or bad girl if you vote twice. But I used my real name and I voted as my real name. And I'm like, that was kind of easy. So I definitely see the potential for somebody voting twice. Or three times. I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be a federal offense, isn't it? So anyway, then I go to the booth. And it was really great because they had red light, green light. You guys ever play that game, red light, green light? You know, so it's like red light, and then you have to stop. And it's green light, you go. I was like, red light. So I went to the booth with the green light. And of course, you know, I wanted to talk. You know, because there's people next to me like, damn, look at this, so cute. Got a little booth. So nice. Oh, a little place to put my cup. I just felt all good. And they give you a card. They give you a card to stick into the machine. So I put in my card and I voted. And then it kind of gives you things, and it's like a touch screen. And so me, as a doctor, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this screen could be dirty. And I didn't have any wipes or antimicrobial wipes. And I'm like, okay, you know, did somebody else with dirty hands touch the screen? And I'm like, well, you know what, it doesn't matter, I need to vote. And then I start putting in my vote, and I go, wait a second, whoa, this is all computerized. So somebody's going to, my name is on it. And that means there's going to be some computer record of who I voted. So I'm like, okay, well, there's no privacy there. So then I vote, and then I didn't recognize some of the names. And I was like, well, I could do like what I do with my football picks. I could count the letters to their name, divide by 3, and then see if there's a W in there. I don't know. But anyway, so it was a little, that was a little tricky because I wasn't fully aware of every single justice of the peace. And then I always find it humorous when there's only one choice. There was just like one choice. Somebody unopposed. And I'm like, well, if it's one choice, why am I voting? I have to hit that button too. So I hit the button, you know, because I like the person. But I'm like, what? If I didn't vote, is that person gonna, you know, what's the point of just having one person there? So then you get to the whole propositions. And then they try to give their explanation as objective as they can of each proposition. Now, by now, I'm kind of in a hurry. And I'm like, okay, I don't have my reading glasses. And so now I have to read and try to figure out these propositions. Now, usually you should study up. I got the hiccups. You should study up ahead of time. What you want to do with Proposition 3 or Proposition 10 or whatever, depending on where you live. So you want to study up ahead of time. Me, I'm like, wait a second, I may change my decision. It all sounds good. And I'm reading this, I'm like, well, that sounds good, and then the opposite sounds good. So then I start to panic. I'm like, well, should I not vote? Then you go, well, what happens if I don't vote? And all of a sudden, I start getting the same sort of test anxiety that I would get, right, when I'd be taking the MCATs or tests for, you know, medical school. I go, okay, do I choose this? I go, this really counts. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Okay, it's all good. I got to finish. I got to go to work. Just put what you think sounds right and go. Well, then it says, would you like to review your ballot? And would you like us to print it out? I'm like, yeah. So then I click yes for the ballot to print. But paper doesn't come. It's on this glass protected. It's locked up and protected. I'm like, well, I want to take it and run with it because I don't want anybody else seeing who I voted for. And you can't access it. And I couldn't read it because I didn't have my reading glasses. And I'm like, well, I guess I couldn't even read it. So then they're like, okay, you know, you're done. Thank you. They're really nice. Your voting booth, the voting booth computer is very, very nice. Like, thank you. I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're welcome. Shh. Everybody's like, shh. Tell me to shh. Because I guess I was talking the whole time. I was like, Dee! You know, one of my friends is running Danny Tarkadian, so I see his name, and I'm like, Dee! Da! There's Danny Dee! Yay! Shh! All right, so I pull my card out, and I see everybody get a sticker. Now, the person's not looking at me when I drop the card. And I don't know if you guys remember that you know, Seinfeld episode where George tips, but nobody sees him tip. I'm like, I want my sticker. I am turning in my voter card. I really wanted my sticker because I wanted to post it on Facebook. And thank God I waited long enough and I got my sticker. So the voting process, actually, it was really, really easy. I mean, could it be fixed? Could there be a little bit more, you know, I don't know, protection of fraud? I think so. But for the most part, I have to admit it was really nice. With the exception of them offering me, you know, a cocktail like a mojito, I'd have to give it a good score. 1-877 Doc Valley.
The United. United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Polls now open in most of the United States for the long-awaited midterm elections, and officials in many places say they're already seeing voting numbers shatter past records. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives are up for grabs today. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he expects Democrats will regain control of that chamber.
I'll be dumbfounded if we lose the House. Dumbfounded. And I'll be surprised if we don't win by a comfortable margin.
35 of 100 seats in the U.S. Senate are also on ballots today. Democrats hoping to regain control there, but based on polls, it looks less likely than regaining control of the House. The eastern third of the nation is facing some very nasty election day weather with severe thunderstorms, strong winds, and even a chance of tornadoes in many states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. Maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a surgeon removes a woman's kidney during back surgery because he mistook it for a cancerous tumor. That's why I never had sex with a surgeon. I was so afraid that if he saw me naked, he would think that the body part would need to be removed. Oh, man. Yeah, You know, now that I'm getting older, I have regrets. Not because of people I slept with, the people I didn't sleep with. I didn't do a lot. I was a good girl. I was such a good girl. Now I'm like, huh. Oh, all right. Well, I miss it. Well, you guys can have any of you guys slept with a surgeon? Well, let me know. All right, but this is sad. A Florida surgeon mistook a woman's healthy kidney for a cancerous tumor and inexplicably, according to Fox News, removed it during a routine back surgery. Maureen Pacheco was 51 years old at the time, and she checked into Wellington Regional Medical Center back in April 2016. She was supposed to get the bones in her lower back fused as a result of sequela that happened from a car accident. Now, this is according to the Palm Beach Post. During the operation, Dr. Ramon Vasquez spotted the organ, but he believed it to be a tumor, declared an emergency, and removed it. Now, this is according to a lawsuit obtained by a paper that was settled in September. Pacheco never had a say in the matter because she was under. And we'll talk about how to guard against that. That's really tough. Yeah, I try to keep one eye awake during surgery at all times, but it doesn't work. Vasquez wasn't even the one performing the back surgery. His job was to cut her open so surgeons could perform the operation. I'll explain that to you guys also. But I'll tell you, we'll first hit the news story and then I'll break this down. So as you can imagine, according to the attorney, Donna Ward, when someone goes in for back surgery, she would never expect to wake up and be told that she's just waking up from anesthesia, that one of her kidneys had been unnecessarily removed. Florida's Department of Health has since filed a complaint against Dr. Vasquez, saying he provided a presumptive diagnosis of gynecological malignancy, lymphoma, and or other metastatic disease. Now, Vasquez has served as chairman of surgery at the Palm Beach Medical Center since January. He also has privileges at St. Mary's and Good Samaritan Medical Centers, as well as Bethesda Memorial. So he may pay a fine at best or lose his medical license at worst. Now, prior to his complaint and the malpractice claim, he had a clean disciplinary record. So the case was settled on his behalf for a normal amount due to the uncertainty of litigation, and in no way Dr. Vasquez admit liability by agreeing to this settlement. That's according to Vasquez's attorney, Mark Middlemark. He does not carry malpractice insurance. The malpractice insurance for Pacheco's primary surgeons, Dr. Britt and Dr. Kugler, settled for $250,000 apiece. Now, remember, this took place in Florida. Many doctors in Florida don't pay malpractice insurance. It's too expensive. A lot of people in Nevada were thinking about doing the same thing years ago. So they say surgical mistakes like Vasquez's are known as wrong site, wrong procedure, wrong patient errors, and are termed never events, meaning that they should never happen, according to the Federal Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Okay, so what the hell happened? Well, we aren't getting too many details. You know, I mean, the first thing I think of is was the guy on drugs. What the hell? So one thing that probably raises an eyebrow to many of you, but let me assure you it's routine, is when somebody's having back surgery, there's sometimes two consecutive surgeries going on. One to open you up and move organs over to allow the doctor to go into the back. And then the other is the one that does the back surgery. So it's very common for there to be a cardiovascular surgeon or some other surgeon that preps the back surgeon. Now, you would think somebody who does back surgery has done this before. I mean, why do you need the extra set of surgeons? But the vessels are complicated. There's a lot of organs in place. You've got the bowels in there. And most back surgery is not done with the patient on their tummy. It's done with the person lying on their back. So you have a lot of organs. You have a lot of things that need to be kind of moved out of the way. And a surgeon goes in there and retracts and pushes things out and allows there to be access. And if there's any blood supply that has to be rerouted or something, they may do that. So that's not the most odd, okay? That happens. It's routine. What though, doesn't make sense is for somebody to remove an organ right then and there. Usually what happens is if we see a diseased organ or something wrong, we will take a sliver of it, send it to the pathologist, and while the person is under, we keep them closed so they don't get an infection, and we monitor them while the pathologist does, looks at it. If the pathologist looks at the tissue and goes, oh, whoa, 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 this is bad, then the doctor has to make a call on do we remove the cancerous organ or not. Now, when I had my ovarian tumor that had to be taken out in the 90s, I had to sign a consent that if my doctor went in and saw cancer or something bad, she could go ahead and do the hysterectomy. And I told my doctor, no, close me back up. If it does happen, let me talk to my husband because I haven't had kids yet. So thank you for the offer, but close me up so we could talk. And that was all consented. Since this was a back surgery, there was probably not a lot of discussion of what if we go in there and we see a nasty tumor. But for some people, they might say, look, take it out. Don't wait. If you're in there, if I'm already undergoing the risk of anesthesia, which is low risk, but still, while you're there, if you see cancer, take it out. For me, I would say hold the phone. All right, take a biopsy while you're there, but leave the organs, wake me up, let me recover from this surgery, and then figure out what the hell's going on. Now, that could be troublesome because if you're having your back fused, that's multiple weeks of you healing. Not a lot of people are going to want to go back in and cut on you for, cancer surgery. So I get why if there's cancer, get it done at the same time. But with something like this, the doctor could have taken a sample, checked, and then said, look, we're going to wait till we wake her up. Or wake her up, talk to the family, a proxy, say, look, this is what we saw. What do you want us to do? So it could have been handled a variety of ways. The only thing I'm wondering is what if all that did happen in a way? What if there was a consent where, yeah, if you see cancer, go ahead and remove it. If the pathologist said, yeah, these cells look off, do something about it. I mean, we aren't getting all the details. So my suggestion with you is one is talk to every single surgeon that's going to be in your body. Okay? Number two, tell them your fears and tell them, look, don't remove any organ that doesn't have to be removed until you could wake me up and we could talk about it if you do see cancer. Or if you're like, trust me, look, my father had kidney cancer. My grandfather had kidney cancer. If you guys see that the kidney is bad, take it. I mean, you can make these decisions before your surgery. But it's heartbreaking because when you lose a kidney, you really can't get that back. I mean, yeah, they could probably try to replace it, but it's not the same. And so it's frustrating. And then if your doctor doesn't have malpractice insurance, the family, they can sue for assets. They can sue for future earnings. So there is stuff that can be done. Very sad case. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hey, guys. Seth Vidalia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC Director Robert Redfield said yesterday that the Ebola outbreak in the conflict-ridden Congo has become so serious that international public health experts need to consider the possibility that cannot be brought under control and instead will become entrenched. Now, I don't know how to advise the CDC or the World Health Organization, you know, when they make these public recommendations. You know, there was a little outbreak earlier in the DRC before this outbreak. And there's just some, I don't know if it's a jinx or what it is, but the second anybody says an outbreak is, you know, over, a day later we hear, oh, no, there's a new outbreak. Yeah, and so you would think that, you know, somebody, you know, would have gotten the memo or an email going, you know, we might be dealing with something here, and, you know, we're about to call this a new outbreak. And just hours before, don't say your outbreak's over. But I guess, you know, I guess outbreaks have to be declared over. Just, I think, you know, we should kind of lay low until we know for sure that all outbreaks are over, because it just seems to wake up and incite a new one. Then we were told that this Ebola outbreak could be out of hand because you have some insurgents and rebels there and killing people and trying to take, you know, workers hostage and not allowing us to get in there and vaccine. But then we weren't at DEFCON 1 or whatever the highest DEFCON is. It used to be DEFCON 5. Is it DEFCON 5? I don't know. But we weren't at the higher DEFCON. And I know War Games. I don't remember what happened in War Games. But then about a week later, they were like, no, it's not that bad. Well, now we're being told it's bad again. And the media isn't really covering it. You and I are thinking, well, you know, maybe it's not that bad because we haven't heard about it in the news. Well, why haven't we heard about it in the news? Well, because the news always covers the tweets from Donald Trump. They're following Hillary Clinton around, waiting for her to say, oh, I'm running for office. They're covering the whole, you know, every other scandal and whatever. Nobody's really kind of covering Ebola. And so, you know, I like to kind of peek and keep my eye out there on it because I see that there's the perfect storm brewing. Now, remember, Ebola was discovered back in back in 1976. There has been smolderings that have happened throughout the decades. One of the largest killed 11,000 people back in 2013, 2014, 2015. And in all previous outbreaks, most of which take place in remote areas, the disease, usually with the smaller outbreaks, could be contained before it spread widely. This current outbreak is entering its fourth month. There's been 300 cases, nearly 186 deaths. Now, I have to say, considering they've been doing a damn good job, considering. But, you know, the numbers would have been higher for a four-month outbreak. But then again, I don't know if we are getting all the scoop. So if Ebola becomes endemic in the substantial areas of the North Kivu province in northeastern Congo, Director of John Hopkins Center for Health Security says this will mean that we've lost the ability to trace contacts, stop transmission chains, and contain the outbreak. Now, Tom Inglesby, Director of John Hopkins Center for Health Security, hosted a briefing on Capitol Hill that featured the Ebola discussion with CDC Director Redfield. So, in that scenario, they said there could be sustained and unpredictable spread of the deadly virus with major implications for travel and trade. Now, 6 million people live in North Kivu. By comparison, the entire population of Liberia, which was one of the hardest hits, had 4.8 million. Now, remember, the West Africa Ebola epidemic of 2014-2016 killed 11,000 people. Liberia's was one of the worst hits, and they have 4.8 million people. So the North Kivu province has 6 million. So, they say the outbreak, of course, as luck has it, is taking place in a part of Congo that's an active war zone. Dozens of armed militias operate in the area, attacking government outposts and civilians. This complicates the work of Ebola response teams, putting their security at risk. Violence has escalated in recent weeks, severely hampering the response. So, the daily rate of new Ebola cases are now doubling. Plus, there's community resistance and deep mistrust of the government. You know, a lot of people in these villages and in these more rural areas, they don't like modernization. They have their own rituals. They have their own, you know, way of doing things. And, you know, they have theories and fears that when modern man comes in and does, you know, what they do, I don't want to say modern civilization, but more industrial type things, it may worsen. And they have a point. You know, sometimes we do more damage than if we kind of, you know, had it messed with it. Unfortunately, now that we have an Ebola outbreak, you do need modern civilization coming in there and, you know, the most high technology coming in and work getting done. But people want to still bury their dead with their rituals. They want to, you know, still, you know, go about their day and their daily rituals, you know, without interruption. And I get that. You know, their prayer not disrupted. I get that. And so, you know, it's a mess right now. So, some sick people have refused to go to treatment centers. Healthcare workers are still being infected. Some people are dying of Ebola or spreading the virus to new areas. They say an estimated 60 to 80% of new confirmed cases have no known epidemiological link to prior cases. So, responders can't track cases. So, how this works is you have somebody that's sick. So if you have one person, epidemiologically, it's very fascinating to me, all right? Because there's a lot of math, and there's a lot of detective work. It just is really, really cool. Epidemiology is cool. So you have a person that comes in sick, okay? You basically want to put them in a bubble, this imaginary bubble, and go, okay, I need to know everybody you touched or contacted. Then you go back, and you look, all right? And then you prevent future so you can only go backwards, okay? Then you examine and you see who else. Well, if there was another person and you find that person, now you got to put them in an imaginary bubble. And you have to find out everybody they contacted. Those that had mutual contacts and didn't get sick may have some fascinating immunity that we may want to harbor or maybe make a vaccine out of. But when you trace back and then you have another group and you have another group, okay, you could go back and sometimes you could find the source. When you have multiple people, right? You want to contain them and do the same. It's harder the more people you have. But if you have one person sick and they leave, or I hate to use that term, escape, then you need to follow and expect that any place they touched or went to could have possibly transmitted such a contagious virus. And then if they did leave, you have to chase that person down, and they could have been to thousands of places within a matter of days. Imagine that with hundreds of people. It's a mess. I mean, one of my favorite movies was Outbreak, discussing this topic, because it showed you how easy somebody's on a plane. Now, with that, it was a respiratory type of illness, and the guy was coughing, and but they still show that it was droplet transmission, or there was, you know, somebody had to touch moisture coming from a human body. And we do know that you could spread Ebola by sweat, you know, tears, etc. So when you have people that are infected, you know they're infected, and they've left and bolted, it causes huge headaches for anybody trying to contain it. 1-877 Dr. Ali, we'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.